A Glorious Thought Excursion is the title of one review of John Olson's new book, In Advance of the Broken Justy. The most elegant and entertaining rant you might ever read might be another good review title. From Infected Eyes in Paris to Consternation of the Noise Made by Other Dwellers of His Queen Anne Condominium Building to Killing Time While Waiting for Toast by Earning a PhD in Astrophysics, AstroTurf, and Atorexia, John Olson's sidebar should go down in literary history if there will be such a thing in an age doomed by virtual reality, instant gratification, and the American way. There you have it. Mm-hmm. John, I'm delighted to again interview you. It's been many years since we sat down in this way and had a chat.
Probably a decade.
At least.
And you had a full-on studio.
I had a full studio, and I've downsized to this.
It was lined with foam.
It blew foam.
I remember the foam.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good memory. I remember the foam being one of the last artifacts when they tore down the building.
It's hard to get rid of foam. There's something in the nature of foam that
wants to stay around.
It wants to stay around.
I think I'm going to come back as foam in the next lifetime, maybe.
Ah.
Not sea foam, though.
Well, that's good. Not sea foam.
You are, today you're very pleasant, but, you know, one reads the book and we know you're angry.
Oh, yeah.
No denial there.
Roberta knows that. Nobody knows what like Roberta does.
Or Ronnie, we could call her.
Or Ronnie.
Right.
Ronnie.
Yeah. You changed your name for the book, but everybody knows who you're talking about.
Ronnie Spector, of course.
Well, no, I mean your wife.
I know, hey, it's I Roberta. But I do love Ronnie Spector.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Why? What's what? I mean, we know what pisses you off if we read the book. All kinds of things piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe we should start by having you read something so we can get some sense of it.
Oh, okay.
You have a neighbor who you're calling Cindy in the book, maybe on page 32. And here, we can just use my copy of the book since I've kind of outlined the place to start and the place to end.
Okay.
Right there.
Cindy, I should mention, however, is completely made up.
We understand
that. There's nobody in our building that really resembles her.
Yeah, so this is complete fiction.
This is fiction. Let's see. This is about the laundraholic. That is one, that is, this is a truthful part of the story here. Our building has just the one washer for four units, which is actually kind of a good thing sometimes, because if you feel like you need to do laundry, but you really don't want to, and you go out there and the washer is running, it's wonderful.
Perfect excuse.
You don't have to do laundry.
That's right.
And that's always a good thing.
But anyway, whereas if it's in your apartment or your condo, there's no getting around it unless your partner's doing it.
Or if you're seriously out of clothes. Even your wedding clothes. And you have no clothes. So then you have to walk around naked. Pretend you're living in a nudist colony. And stay away from heavy equipment.
And frying bacon.
And frying bacon. That sounds like something that may have happened to you.
No, I know a man who's written a poem about it.
Oh, wow.
I think it was a haiku.
That would be startling.
Yes. Because of the naked and bacon kind of.
Naked and bacon, yeah. And the sizzle and the grease, the flying grease.
That's
Ooh, ouch. Okay, so here we go. Cindy is a virtual laundraholic. She washes everything. If it isn't nailed down, she washes it. Outboard engines, peculiar feelings, dominatrix boots, metaphors, simulacrums, stepladders, old maritime proverbs, Fuller's teasels, lunar craters, fibble flutes, 4th century Roman mosaics, NASA pressure suits, Vatican statuary, maiden hair and crisp salutes, chimeras, binoculars, epistemic dilemmas, rooftop views, and blemished staccatos. Synonyms, obscurantisms, obscenities, obsessions, and Gilgamesh's t-shirt. Clawhammers, dip needles, and iconographic fortune-teller towels. Good intentions, bad intentions, spurious biographies, Hollywood scandals, chiaroscuro armchair reflections, timeless Parisian insults, anonymous allegories, mosquito mosaics, chapped lips, arctic scars, highway rattlesnake charms, TV antennas, coppery vespers, antediluvian calliope screws, cemetery emotions, sly Caravaggio appeals, hissing eyeballs, winter bells, ancient cures, popped balloons, Elizabethan gloves, icy problem, sawdust mutations. I once pulled a women's high school basketball team out of the washer. They thanked me and stumbled off dizzily, unsteadily, but very, very clean. I apologize for my mouth isn't quite operating as it should today.
Recent dental work? Or?
No, just it takes hours for me to emerge from bed, walk, dress, become vertical, drink coffee, and then the long, slow process of filling my head with consciousness. It takes a while.
It's almost like a thawing.
And then there's the motor coordination problems.
Well, that's a difficult passage to read. It would seem to me one would have to rehearse it.
Lots of syllables, lots of consonants, a lot of words that require some gymnastic ability. I